1-1 here in Red Deer after two periods of play. It's time for the Blades Inside Edge, a presentation of Lambert Distributing, your authorized Husqvarna dealer from the city to the acreage. They have you covered for every season. I'm joined by the Blades president and general manager and a very busy guy, especially on his phone right now, Colin Priestner. I'm fibbing a little bit. The first question I have for you is, what'd you think of your team through 40 minutes?
Yeah, I thought the first period was kind of ugly for both teams. It was just kind of a blah Tuesday night period, and then we just put him in a 20-minute blender in the second period, starting with some of our younger players and Cohen Lodge, who's been called up here to play tonight, who just turned 16, and his dad is a skills coach for Red Deer and came in, and that line just, with Kibblewhite there, they just, Worthington, they took over the game, and line after line, and that's kind of got to be our philosophy. I don't know how many shots we had, 20-something.
21.
To 21 to 2 or 3 or maybe
three.
Something. 3. So, yeah, that's it's as good a period as you can play. We only got one goal, but I think we did a lot of body blows.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the question I have for you, after the trades you've made, and you've made four of them since coming back from the Christmas break, is, are you done? Is there going to be more before 6 o'clock Thursday, Alberta time?
Well, I don't know. It's not... I don't... You know, it's the 7th at night, and the deadline's on the 9th, so I wouldn't say, like, we're done just because we still have players and that people really covet that are going on runs. So I would be naive to not listen when we've already traded Molendijk and Lazowski and guys like that. So I think I'm listening to different offers, but if someone wants someone, like, I don't have any interest in really trading anyone who's been here a long time. I think they've earned the right to stay, and if someone wants other players that, you know, would have interest to them, then it's going to be, have to wow us.
It has to be a knock your socks off type of an offer.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly right. And I, you know, with guys like Saunderson, you know, our captain, like, it's just not a guy we're going to move or anything like that. There's certain guys, Parr and Calvert, that have been here a long time. We're just, the phones are off on those guys, and everybody knows that. There's, but if we were to do another deal, it'd have to have, like, the same things I've been saying, like high picks and elite, you know, really good players who are younger, and that's hard for other teams to want to give up.
Yeah, because you're younger for sure. 10 17-year-olds on your roster right now are 2007 born. Three only 2005s left. I mean, those are the guys that are going to be your 20-year-olds next year, sort of by default. Not necessarily, but sort of by default.
Well, yeah, I mean... We also have an 05 that's going to be joining us starting Friday, which is František Dež is his name, and he's played 2 years at the Slovakian team. He's played at the World Juniors as an 18 and a 19-year-old. He's 6'5", and, you know, he gets into some trouble out there on the ice. He was causing a lot of problems for other teams at the World Juniors, and he's a centerman who plays both ways. He wins a ton of his draws, and he's... played in the QJ last year, so there was a loophole that you can bring a Euro player if they've played in the league before the year before. So I went through the entire CHL and found every player that didn't return this year, and he was the one we targeted, and he wanted to come. So he'll be joining the team Friday, so that gives us another 05 as well.
Are you surprised at the number of moves that we are seeing, though, around the league? I mean, everybody looks at Everett and says they're dominating, they don't have to make a move, and yet... We're seeing the three Central Division teams, Lethbridge, Medicine Hat, and Calgary, all in, it seems. Everybody's waiting for more to come out of Prince George and Tri-Cities. I mean, there seems to be like an inordinate amount of movement.
It's a strange year. I mean, nobody really knows what happens in the summer now with certain guys because of the new rule changes with college and stuff. So there's uncertainty. And if you have a group you like and you haven't spent a ton of picks maybe in the past and you have a chance to do it, then, but, you know, we're not seeing the level of picks that were a few years ago where it's, you know, 11, 14 picks for a guy or three first round picks for one guy or anything like that. Like, to me, the goal was, if you're going to want a high-end player from our roster, like a Molendijk type or one of these guys, like, it has to come with us with some unbelievably good picks, but also, like, we need your best 17-year-olds, and most teams are going to say no to that. But when you get in an arms race, I know what it's like. Last year we had Moose Jaw and Swift Current all in one province that are, you know, they add a Savoy, and it's like, God, I thought we had a better roster than them. Now they've got, you know, a player who played NHL games that year. Like, do you go out and get a Suzdalev to match it or try and match it? Like, it's hard not to when you're that invested, because, like, it's a poker hand where you're pot committed. They say, like, if you've got 84% of your chips in, like, what's the point of keeping your 16% of chips when that could be the difference of winning or losing, right? So you don't fold a hand when you're at 84% because other teams are going in. Like, you got to push in. So I get why teams do it. it. But, you know, we've told everyone, like, we're not trading anyone unless you make it really, really a no-brainer for us for the future.
I think I see your phone ringing. I better let you go here. Thank you so much for the time. And, well, keep us informed as to what's happening before 6
Well, tomorrow's my birthday, so I will sit with you tomorrow night if you want, and I can give you, because I think by tomorrow night we'll
be done.
That'll
be it.
I hope so.
Okay.
I can't mentally take much more of this stuff.
All right,
so I can't do any more calls or any texts. So.
Sounds good.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks very much, Colin. Colin Priestner, GM and head president and GM of the Saskatoon. I almost gave you a head coaching title. President and GM of the Saskatoon Blades joining us on the Blades Inside Edge.